This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government allies. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iran's chief of army staff and defense minister were also killed in an airstrike targeting a meeting of the country's defense council, as reported by Iranian state television. General Abdul Rahim Mosavi and defense minister General Aziz Nasir Jadeh were killed at the meeting alongside the head of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and security advisor Ali Shamkhani. The Iranian state media announced the deaths of military leaders today. Iranian state media reported at least 200 are dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. President added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Tehran that America will hit them harder. He wrote in a post on Truth Social that Iran just stated that they are going to hit very hard today, harder than they have ever hit before. He said they better not do that, however, because if they do, U.S. will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. Trump's remarks came after Iran vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases. At least six people were killed and dozens were injured after clashes broke out between police and protesters in Pakistan's Karachi today, as people from the Shia community in large numbers marched towards the U.S. consulate following the killing of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in the U.S.-Israeli strikes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that with investments in spiritual tourism, ecotourism and health tourism, the government is taking Puducherry to greater heights.
Puducherry has shown an impressive rise in per capita income. It has also achieved the highest social progress index score in the country. Now, the double engine NDA government will add more momentum to Puducherry's growth. Today, projects worth more than 2,700 crore rupees are being inaugurated and foundation stones are being laid. These projects will transform the lives of the people.
Highlighting Puducherry's rise in per capita income and its achievement of the highest social index score in the country, he said the double engine government will add further momentum to the union territory's growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate and dedicate several national projects worth 4,400 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the trio of artificial intelligence, semiconductors and electronic manufacturing is set to drive India's next phase of exponential growth. Speaking at the inauguration of the Gujarat SemiConnect Conference 2026 in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted the success of Semicon One, saying that India has already secured 10 manufacturing plants. The minister stressed that the new priority under Semicon 2.0 is on building a robust deep tech startup environment. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash in Kolkata this evening at 7 p.m. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.